This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with AgriNovus Indiana. Welcome and thank you for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, and this week a Gen Z panel talk with AgriNovus's Skylar Klingen about what they're looking for in a future employer and what navigating a job search has been like during the pandemic. Here's the interview.
Hello and welcome to our college student panel connecting your company to Gen Z job applicants. I'm Skylar Klingen, the Field Atlas Manager with AgriNovus Indiana. Field Atlas is AgriNovus's platform for students to discover new and impactful careers in the ag bioscience sector. On Field Atlas, students can access personalized resources, real-life, real-time stories of industry professionals, and align their degrees and passions with a future in the ag biosciences. During today's live event, we'll hear from two of our current Field Atlas ambassadors, Emily Miller from the University of Southern Indiana and Miranda Elswick from Purdue University. Field Atlas ambassadors, or college students, who work on their campus to share the Field Atlas experience, as well as surrounding campuses and high schools. They help their peers explore the widespread career opportunities in the ag bioscience. Welcome, Emily and Miranda. We're so glad to have you. To kick off our event, can you talk a little bit about your background, where you go to school, what your major is, and then how you intend to use your education in a role in the ag bioscience? Miranda, start us off.
Hi, my name is Miranda Elswick. I attend Purdue University and I study agricultural communications. And with my degree, I hope that one day I can bridge the gap between consumers and companies in the ag bioscience sector and work for a company such as Beck Hybrids to bridge that gap between the consumers and the companies.
Hi, I'm Emily Miller. I'm a junior at the University of Southern Indiana, and I'm studying food nutrition with a concentration in dietetics. And with my education, I would really love to work in the ag bioscience sector of value-added food nutrition. I really love to look at trends and look at the research that's being done, such as the research that AgriNovus is putting out on resilience through disruption, such and that focuses on COVID-19 and the food supply chain. All that is just really what I'm passionate about and what I want to be involved in.
Yeah, Emily, that's fantastic. Value-added food and nutrition, huge sector of the ag bioscience economy, making up like $29 billion of our economy today. So excited that that's a passion of yours. Share with us a little bit, how'd you find out about the Field Atlas opportunity and what interested you in becoming ambassadors?
For myself, I received an email notification from my career services office on campus, and I saw the words food and agriculture. And having a background in agriculture, I was instantly like intrigued by it. And then I went to the Field Atlas website, checked it out, started taking the quiz, looking at things, and I just loved how engaging they were. And I became really passionate about it very fast, and I wanted to apply.
I found out about Field Atlas from my former FFA advisor. She sent me the link to the application, and she said that she felt like it would be a great fit for me. And after reading more about the position, I realized I could use my major, which is communications, and really reach out to students and help them find their careers that align with their passions. And that was something I was very interested in. So that's really what got me interested in applying to be an ambassador.
We are so glad that both of you applied to be an ambassador and have been able to serve us this last semester. The work you've been doing on your campuses is absolutely fantastic. And we're so glad to have you. Have either of you started searching for jobs or internships? And how's that going?
As a college sophomore, it's very important to have experiences in your future career. So I have started my internship search. It's going good. Virtual is a little different. You don't really get to make those personal connections through career fairs, but you still get to talk to some awesome companies. And when I'm looking at jobs and internships, I'm really looking at the company values and seeing if they align with my values and if I could be a fit in that company.
For me, I also have started looking at internships. With a dietetics internship, you have to start looking at programs a year before you even begin applying. And I've also been exploring jobs in agriculture. I had a call this week with a potential employer just trying to navigate which job is going to be the best fit for me, and then just exploring like personal values that I hold and look for.
Fantastic that you both mentioned company values and how that's something you look for. How do you prefer that employers engage with you on campus, and what should employers know about Gen Z job applicants?
The first initial contact is huge. My ambassador position was posted on a job board, and I know that I scroll our career services job board pretty frequently, just looking at things that are available and that I could possibly connect other students with. And along with that, the marketing to the people and what they want. Miranda mentioned Bex Hybrid. We had them as a guest for our ambassador meeting, and they sent every ambassador a care package. They didn't have to do that, but that was something that sets them apart. Doing that extra step to set you apart is really helpful.
Yeah, that's awesome. Miranda?
I love to engage with employers at career fairs. I think those are great opportunities. You get to meet with employers a lot at once, so you get to see a variety of different companies. I love in-person career fairs where you get to, you know, talk one-on-one with them and just get to learn more about each other and also what you're interested in and what their company is focused all about. I also really appreciate when companies come to student organizations and present. I think that is such a big deal, and they get to talk to us, and it's very specialized what our student organizations are about. So we are interested in what they're doing, and it's really nice to learn about the company, and it shows a lot of effort on their part to come talk to us and spend time talking to us.
Wow, that's incredible. You guys gave us four great examples there, right? So jobs board, personal connections, career fairs, and student organizations, right? Four great ways that our employers can engage with students. That's a fantastic takeaway. From your previous experience, what are some things that set different programs apart that you would be looking for when you're searching for internships or entry-level positions?
Something that sets programs apart for me is really great communication. So I know at Agronovis, I could at any time email Mitch, who is our CEO, and get a response. And that's something that is completely different from other companies. Some companies don't have that opportunity. So I think having a company where I could reach out to anyone in the company and get a response is something that's super important as an intern or as an entry-level position.
I completely agree with Miranda. And to build on that, feeling valued in the company, like we get emails weekly from Mitch, our CEO, about what is happening in our company. And it is so nice to get those and feel like even though we are college interns, we hold some of the same values as board members. And along with that, Agronovis and Field Atlas is really good about professional development. I had the opportunity to speak with Courtney Kingery of Indiana Corn and Soybean to just grow my network and to get career advice. And just, it's nice to feel like you're more than just working for a company. They want you to succeed too.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So feeling valued in an organization, having those open communications throughout, that's really good things to definitely be looking for as you're exploring. So we had a question come in here. What specific values, you both talked that you look at values in different companies. What specific values do you look for? Do you kind of zone in on?
Putting value in the employees, like if they believe in their employees and are willing to back them and support them through and through, communication, the relationship between a CEO and an employee is so like powerful. If you are going to have that open communication and be involved in your employees, then they're going to be more passionate to work for you and produce impactful work.
Yeah, certainly. Miranda, anything to add to that?
I really look for a company that's going to advance me long term. So, you know, in the future, will I be able to set goals and reach them? Are they going to allow me to go higher up into the company? So just kind of allowing me to have personal growth within a company is something I value.
Yeah. Miranda, you mentioned virtual environment a little bit. What hurdles are you guys finding when navigating the virtual job or internship search?
For me personally, hurdles in this have been time zones. Indiana loves to hop around. It gets confusing, but just being organized helps. And then little technical details are a little challenging. And I think that conveying yourself on a virtual platform is also a challenge. You may be really excited and passionate about something, but if you're not in person to feel that person's energy, then it can really affect like how you come across.
I definitely agree. I think it's hard to connect personally over Zoom or over a platform online. You don't get to see their nonverbal cues. You don't get to see how they're acting. Are they facing towards you? You don't get to really see that or if they're actually interested. So having that personal connection over Zoom is kind of hard. And that's a pretty big hurdle right now as we navigate internships.
That's definitely something that I think echoes across all things virtual, right? That personal connection piece everyone is longing for and needing back. So I can only imagine what that's like in the job search arena right now. Once you find a job, you know, you've read the job description, it's something that you're interested in. What makes you want to take that next step and actually apply?
I'm going to apply to a company where I can see myself growing as an individual and professionally. So I think that's something I value. I value company culture. I want to be surrounded by people who are innovative, who are excited about what they're doing. So I think that's super important when you're trying to find a job that you want to apply for.
I think impact is huge. If you're looking at companies and looking at the impact they're having, you want to get in on that. You want to be in the front lines making that impact too, because everyone wants to make a difference in the world. So if a company can help you do that, then I'm instantly going to be more interested.
Yeah, I think that's great, right? A company that's making an impact, that has a mission that they're really striving for, right? I think all of our ag biosciences are great examples of companies that have a mission that they're striving for it and making an impact are there. So you're in the right area for that, Emily. What does good employer feedback look and feel like? And how does that affect maybe the way that company is perceived by you or your peers?
Good employer follow-up would be a personal response that shows that they're excited and interested in you and they value the time that you put in to apply that, and it makes you want it.
Yeah, I for sure agree. A personalized message from a company really shows a lot of effort on their part. And, you know, that's how you can tell that they actually listened to you. They were actually valuing you. So I think that's super important in follow-ups and feedbacks from companies. And when we see that effort, it makes us more likely to want to work for that company. So that's something very important to us as a generation.
Yeah, so just sending that message, right? Having some correspondence back and forth with you while you're going through that job process, right? After the application or after the interview or kind of the next steps. I think that's really good to know that those messages are well received and highly valued by students. When you're evaluating companies, how are you able to gauge company culture? What do you look for? What do you kind of zone in on?
I think zoning in on kind of like their mission and what they're working towards. And then I know on Field Atlas, a great tool is our stories from the field and our company videos. It gives you a really great glimpse into our employers.
I for sure agree. I love reading mission statements from companies because that really tells me what you're all about. I also reach out to people who I know who have worked for the company or who have connections with the company to learn more about what they do and what they're about and just to learn more about the culture.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Emily and Miranda, both of our Field Atlas ambassadors with Agrinovus Indiana, for sharing your perspective today. And thank you for all of our attendees watching today's panel of Connecting Your Company to Gen Z Job Applicants.
Thank you for tuning in to Season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. Find more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space. Just visit the news page at agrinovusindiana.com. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.